Now to Pakistan, the people there have taken to the streets to protest the U.S. drone attacks in their country's tribal region. Our correspondent Kamran Yusuf has the details from capital Islamabad.
Familiar scenes on the streets of Pakistan. Angry protests against the U.S. This protest rally in Islamabad was organized to condemn airstrikes by U.S. drones in tribal areas near the Afghan border.
These activists of Pakistan's main religious party, the Jamaat-e-Islami, have come from different parts of the country and converged here in the capital in front of the Parliament House to demand that the government review its relations with the United States. Now it remains to be seen if the administration will heed their demands.
The growing public outcry appears to have at least compelled the country's top political and military leadership to publicly denounce U.S. drone attacks. For the first time since this government took over in March 2008, Islamabad has sought an apology from Washington over civilian casualties in a recent attack. However, the U.S. claims the targets were pro-Taliban militants. But protesters say a simple apology or words of condemnation do not go far enough. Otherwise, the airstrikes would have stopped by now.
Our demand is that we should regain our sovereignty. The war has shifted in Pakistan and all soldiers are being killed. The government should step out of the war.
Speaking at the rally, the chief of Jamaat-e-Islami strongly criticized the government for following what he called American policies.
The government must avoid military operations in the North Waziristan. If they carry out any such operations at the American behest, it will be disastrous for the country.
Experts warn the U.S. may expand its air war in other parts of Pakistan if the country's leadership continues to give in to Washington's pressure.
They may come for drone attacks in Balochistan and in Karachi and other places. That would not depend how weak is our leadership. If our leadership is like this, as they are now behaving and giving in for everything, I think then that would encourage them.
The Pakistani government has decided to pay compensation to the families of those killed in a drone attack in North Waziristan on March 17. But the move has failed to help the bereaved families, nor has it done anything to slow down the growing tide of anti-US sentiment. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.